Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:08 on Tuesday morning.
Tuesday?
What is it?
Monday?
Damn it. Oh.
Good job, Bryn. Oh, man. Good catch.
Thank you. I was trying to shave a day off this week.
Nice try.
Mushroom Slap Me Monday.
All right.
I'll go with that.
Me too.
Hey, are we doing this Cos Plus thing all week? This is amazing.
Yes.
So, Cos Plus World Market, they're now open at the Serramonte Center. And it looks like if you, starting this Thursday through Sunday, you drop by and enjoy grand opening celebrations with food and wine, live entertainment, giveaways, and more. All this week, we're throwing our own celebration, hooking you up with Cos Plus World Market gift cards. So we'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You win $100 to spend at Cos Plus World Market. Caller number 9, 800-400-3697. And then you'll be qualified to win a $500 Cos Plus World Market gift card for a fantastic fall shopping spree.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
I love Cos Plus.
I love that place. It's dangerous.
It's got everything.
And listen, it looks like all week long we'll have this. Mm-hmm. And you'll get people in the running for the $500 gift card. Call right now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 9, $100 gift card. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Kidango. Join Kidango at their fundraiser on September 28th. They're recognizing Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom as this year's superhero of early learning. Details and tickets are available at kidango.org. Did anybody see any of us see it over the weekend?
No.
No, but I did watch the original one that you guys talked about.
The miniseries.
The miniseries one.
You did?
Yeah.
All the way through?
It was on. Yeah, well, John went to work on Saturday, and so I was sitting there and I was flipping around.
I'll stay in.
I was on 4 hours. Look at Ella. What are we going to do? All right. And it's daytime, so I won't be scared.
Oh.
So
and
I'll watch
what did you
it.
Think?
I thought it was all right. Yeah. I don't usually watch stuff like that.
She didn't like it, everyone.
No. I thought it was all right. I had to read about it. I wikied, you know, what it was so I could figure out what was going on. And I thought it was okay. I didn't have any nightmares, so that was good. And I thought, am I preparing myself to go see the movie?
Maybe you are.
Maybe I am. Mm. Someone wants to go with me and hold my hand.
I'll go with you.
You
will? You want to go to a daytime movie?
Sure. Yeah. You want to go this week sometime?
Yes. When's a good day for you? Okay, see, we'll see if we can find a screening right after the show.
Okay.
I would like to.
Okay. But it killed it, right?
It totally murdered the box office, as you would expect of
a
movie like that.
Not a lot of competition, right?
I think it just goes to show you that if you have a great movie and people want to go see it, they'll go see it anytime. Like, maybe September's a terrible movie month because only terrible movies come out in September. Maybe January and February are bad months for movies because they're putting out crap. Because it made $117.2 million this weekend.
Wow.
That is not just the biggest opening ever for a horror movie. It's for the biggest opening for any movie ever in the month of September.
Wow.
It's also the third biggest opening of the year behind Beauty and the Beast and Guardians of the Galaxy. Beauty and the Beast did 174 and Guardians did 146.
Wow, those are the big movies of the year, huh?
Uh-huh, honey.
So Hollywood took the year off.
Well, there's the Star Wars movie in December. And actually, Hooman's getting our winner right now, or I would ask him, because I'm sure there's other, you know, they roll them out around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the last time of year I'm going to go see a movie is around the holidays. I mean, I'll go to the Star Wars because you kind of have to. But I'm so busy that time of year. I'd love to go see a movie in September. It'd be great. Anyway, it also made $62 million overseas for a global total of just about $180 million. And if you invested in this movie, you're psyched. It cost $35 million to make. So it's pretty much made its budget back.
Wow.
I know. Home Again was the other new movie.
Oh, that Reese weekend. Witherspoon? What did it make?
Take a guess. What do you think the Reese Witherspoon movie
I'm going to say 15.
Four.
Eight.
Hooman?
I know. I looked
up. Oh, you already looked up.
$9 million. And Charlie Sheen had a movie out this weekend. I meant to talk about this last week. It's a 9/11 movie. In fact, I think it's called 9/11. It only ran in 425 theaters, but it made about $102,000, which was good enough for 32nd place. There was some controversy surrounding this. He plays a guy trapped in the North Tower of the World Trade Center on September 11th, and it is based on a stage play about what happened to five people stuck in an elevator the day the towers fell. People hated that he was cast in this movie because they say it's offensive to the real victims of 9/11 because Charlie Sheen has been an outspoken conspiracy theorist on this topic for years. Oh. He believes the government lied, thinks the towers collapsed, looked too much like a controlled demolition, sent a video message to the White House in 2009 where he demanded that President Obama reopen the investigation. Louise Guzman and Gina Gershon are two of the people who were trapped in the elevator with him in this movie.
Who's the guy?
Louise Guzman. And he...
Oh, I love him. He's in everything. Like, you don't know his name, but if you see his face, you go, oh, that guy.
And I guess he actually was one of the people who was pissed off that Charlie Sheen... He's in the movie with Charlie Sheen. But I guess he lost friends on 9/11. And so he was... super bummed that Charlie was, but he was like, well, you know.
Are you showing the picture?
I guess I gotta take the money.
Yes.
Look at that guy.
Yeah,
you know that dude.
Yeah.
Well, he's not someone that needs work. He's in everything, as you stated.
Yes.
So why'd he take it if he knew Charlie Sheen was in it? Why do it?
Whoopi Goldberg's also in it as a World Trade Center employee trying to help them escape. So, but that, it tanked. $100,000 about is what it made. They were the only two new movies, It and Home Again, the only two new movies to make the top 10. Hitman's Bodyguard still in there. That made $4 million. Nothing made any money. Emoji Movie still in the top 10.
I actually don't think that people want to watch 9/11 stuff.
Mm-mm.
I just don't. I don't, you know, maybe it's because another generation needs to pass.
Right.
I know everyone wants to watch World War II stuff, and maybe you needed a generation to be
to be able to tolerate it. Right.
I can't look at it.
The Emoji Movie's up to $82 million. Does that qualify as a hit? I mean, $82 million.
Yeah.
It made $1 million. Logan Lucky, Dunkirk, Spider-Man.
You don't think $82 million?
I just don't know these days.
What could they have spent on that?
$50 million.
Oh.
Yeah, they made their money.
They made their money.
That's good profit.
That horror movie, Annabelle Creation.
Yeah.
You like the Annabelle movies, right? What was the first one? It wasn't called Annabelle. It was like...
Conjuring?
The Conjuring. That's right.
I loved that so much. It scared the living you-know-what out of me. Like, jumped out of my seat multiple times.
I'd watched it based on your... It was good. Today, Johnny Mosley is coming in, and he is reviewing... what is it? Assassin something?
American Assassin.
Which Hooman was saying is great.
Yeah,
stars in it or what?
Well, do you consider Michael Keaton a star?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. So yeah,
So that they're going to review that at 9:15, and then on Thursday, our friend Rudy is coming back in, and they're going to review. Bryn and Rudy are going to be reviewing Mother. That's Jennifer Lawrence,
movie, right?
Javier Bardem.
Is that a song?
Yeah,
it is a song. Isn't that a Danzig song?
Yeah. It is a Danzig song, and
it's a terrible song.
What?
Pull it
Tell
up.
Your children no! not to walk my way.
So
Tell
good.
Tell your children not to walk my way. I know the song.
Yeah,
Tell
you do.
Your children not to hear my word. What they mean, what they say. Mother.
Speaking of
turn
songs.
Out,
Mother.
Boy, for once, you get it right, Hooman. It's a miracle.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Speaking of songs, and just to avoid my next story, because it's so depressing, I'm going to do this thing about the Braves.
Oh.
So the Braves did a nice thing. offering people fleeing Hurricane Irma for Atlanta free tickets to any of the four games that they were playing against the Marlins from Thursday through Sunday. So there were probably a bunch of Irma refugees in the stands for Thursday night's game. And that makes this song a very poor choice for between innings entertainment. Go ahead. Feels a little tone deaf.
Here I am.
Well, is it the end of the world? It's not. I mean, yes.
Well, some people's world.
No, but you're in a ball game. It's Rocky. I don't know. It seems to me like they had to, well, put it this way. They had to apologize, didn't they?
Of course they did.
Were people upset?
Yeah, people were upset. They were Well, people were just like, kind of, you got to be kidding me.
Mm. That's not very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Taste Award tonight goes to the at the Braves at the game against Miami, and they're playing Rock You Like a Hurricane between innings, hashtag Irma. Screw the freaking Atlanta Braves for playing Rock You Like a Hurricane against the Marlins. So unclassy, no respect. Probably could have picked a better song than Rock You Like a Hurricane today with the Marlins and Hurricane about to hit Florida. And they go on and on.
I bet there's a guy in the DJ booth going, huh? Huh? Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Get it? Rocky and actually, like a hurricane is pretty, right?
There's a CBS sports writer, Dane Perry. He says, I've heard this song at stadiums before. I definitely take the team at its word, i.e. it was an honest mistake. As such, this isn't a big deal, despite a heated initial reaction on social media. Hopefully no one on the run from Irma was genuinely affected by them playing it. So... And there you go, Yuzi. You got to hear your song.
Thank you. Oh, someone just texted in that the Scorpions are at Oracle October 4th. So what's their conference called?
The Oracle Conference?
Okay.
I don't know what it's called.
Well, there's... Okay, wait.
It's not the Salesforce.
No. So that's Dreamforce, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oracle World?
Oh, maybe. Oh. That might be it.
Oracle World?
Oracle Open World.
Oh, Oracle Open World. I see. And they got the Scorpions?
Yeah.
That's no you too.
Still loving you.
They had Metallica. Metallica played? They've had Maroon. Oh, they do big things, huge things.
Yeah. Listen, I would totally go rock out with the Scorpions.
I still love them.
You forget.
Sure.
Oh, this is my song. This is my jam right here.
Who would you take, Scorpions or Tesla?
Scorpions. It's got to be Tesla.
It's got to be Tesla. Scorpions. It's got to be Tesla.
That's a hard one. Can we get a double bill going?
No.
I guess I got to go Tesla.
You got to go Tesla. Scorpions are the worst.
John would be mad if I chose Tesla over Waiting Scorpions.
Wait, everyone. Who am I singing?
Is this love made just for two?
Keep it on, and you'll find love again. I know.
Love is all around you.
So you would pick Tesla over the Scorpions as
well? Hell yeah. Who would you take, Scorpion or Def Leppard?
Def Leppard.
Hell yeah,
I love Def Leppard. Oh, man. Me choose. I love Scorpions.
Fooling.
Oh, that's a good one. Fooling.
You know, there's a line on Big Brother last week that I finally caught up with as they threw the hillbilly out, and he goes, I just want to run in a line and not stop. That's what I would do from the Def Leppard Scorpions bill.
Oh my God,
I'd be in.
Just gone. Just not stop running till I can't hear any more of that crap.
Oh, I'm just going to party like the old days and just rock out to
You're going to pull the Coke back out?
Oh, no. Well, okay, fine. Like the old days. This is a terrible story.
Oh, boy.
I feel awful. Eric Bolling, he got in a bit of a scandal last week, or a week or two ago. Fox News officially cut ties with him on Friday afternoon, canceled his show, The Specialists. In a statement, they said it happened amicably, but it's hard to see how that was the case. He's in trouble for texting his wiener to other staff members. He had just signed a new long-term contract like 3 months ago. He was suspended last month after he was caught texting lewd photos to a female to more than one female coworker. He'd been with Fox for 10 years. They called him a rising star. But he had much more tragic news to deal with over the weekend. So he was let go on Friday. And later on Friday night, his 19-year-old son, Eric, died.
Well, so do you have the story around the child?
I do have the story. I don't have any kind of official cause of death, but 19-year-olds don't just go to sleep and die. He didn't leave a note. The suspicion is it's some kind of drug overdose. He was starting his second year at the University of Colorado in Boulder. They're going to do an autopsy today. TMZ is saying he died of a drug overdose. Sources say he was having a hard time dealing with the trouble his dad was having at Fox and was extremely embarrassed and emotionally upset. In fact, they say that's one of the reasons Eric said, just fire me. Like, let's make this fast. We don't need to drag this out, because he knew his kid was having such a hard time with it. He died in his bed.
So they don't call it suicide, though. They're calling it an OD.
Well, they're not really calling it anything yet, because they need to figure it out. They're saying that there were, he was found in his bed Friday afternoon with the covers over him. He was in a normal position, like if he were sleeping. No suicide note, no pill bottles or drug paraphernalia, but the operating theory is that it's some form of overdose, as I said. And TMZ is saying 19-year-olds don't just go to sleep and not wake up. There's a shot of the two of them. Do you have more info beyond that? Because that's really all I've got.
I don't, no. In fact, I saw that the young man had died. And the way the story was written, I thought he suicided himself in reaction to this story from his dad, which just sounded like a giant overreaction. But also, I don't know.
It sounds like the kids at school were giving him grief, a lot of grief.
Maybe.
Well, look, colleges are often very liberal, and here's a dude whose dad works for Fox, so he could be catching it for that, right?
And it's possible that he wore that like a badge of honor, like, oh, my dad works at Fox, and, you know, who knows who this kid was and why this, you know, threw him over the edge. It's horrible, and you wouldn't wish it on anyone. Who cares about their politics? I just was stunned to see the story this morning. Like, it's just absolutely awful news. All right, I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up?
Letting kids sleep in.
Ooh, oh.
Wow.
Getting dumped. Mm. What? And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Pacific Sales. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have Jim Gaffigan tickets. The Noble Ape Tour is going to be at Shoreline Amphitheater this Sunday, September 17th, and you can be our guest at the show. Be listening coming up at 8 o'clock. Now at Pacific Sales, save up to 40% on appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Visit pacificsales.com/sale to see the deals.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is always there for you. When you're down and you need it, RadioAlice.com has got you. Here's what's happening. So the Equifax hack gave criminals data to loot your bank accounts and head out with you as their ID. Criminals.
That's wonderful.
It looks like accessed personal information of up to 143 million Americans. That's about 44% of the U.S. population, as Sarah pointed out. Some of that population's kids, therefore.
Most of the adults, right.
Got jacked. Names, social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, and some driver's license numbers were accessed by the criminals who exploited a website vulnerability. They also say some people got lucky and also got their credit card numbers stolen.
Yay! That is lucky, Vin.
Over the weekend, as we discussed, that there was a website that Equifax put out that said, you know, go here, enter your numbers in. And we talked with Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area about it. And he said, no, that's an Equifax website, so you should be able to trust it. It's not necessarily a phishing site.
Yeah, and they've proved themselves really trustworthy
well,
with our
exactly
info.
Exactly right. But I did go and check myself.
Yes, and?
And it said, you are possibly at risk for having had your data stolen. And I was like, well, of course.
We're all possibly at risk.
How am I going to get anything else from this? So then I went online a little deeper, and it said that there were people out there who just started entering names and numbers to see what it would say. And it was saying that to everyone.
Mm.
You're possibly at risk. You're possibly. They said the only one that didn't come back at possibly at risk was they entered a name, and they entered the 12345 as the 6556 as the numbers, parts of a social security number that they were asking for to get your.
And it came back no. You're
it
not
came
at
back
risk.
No. You're okay.
Oh.
Everybody else, though, random made up names and numbers came back at risk. So my point being, I don't necessarily think you can trust that website
right.
to let you know what you're in for. Hopefully someone jumps in and helps us with this. Also, three Equifax managers sold stock right before the cyber hack was revealed, and these cats made $1.8 million in the days before the company had discovered or had reported the security breach. So they knew about it, sold their stock real quick,
mm-hmm.
made some quick money as they knew the stock would drop. They're now in trouble.
As they should be.
Yeah, they should never be hired again. That's like...
That is not allowed.
Insider trading to the extreme. You can't be trusted. What are you doing?
Right.
And they were mega executives, too. Let me see what...
Actually, that sounds like a very low number for mega executives to have walked away with. $1.8 million. Isn't that their
the chief
Christmas
financial
bonus?
Officer sold... Well, they sold some. Yeah, they didn't sell a lot.
Right.
They didn't sell it all.
They didn't sell it all to, you know, put up a red flag.
But mm-hmm. the CFO sold almost $1 million worth.
Didn't they know that they were... I mean, how do they... Not realize that's going to bite them in the ass.
They're just probably hoping that they could slide under the radar.
No one would notice.
So I don't really remember what time my school started. I think it was at 8:15.
Oh.
In the morning, I think.
High school is that high school?
7:35.
Yeah, high school is high what school, I'm thinking
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
Do you remember what time?
I had weird times like 8:17 or 8:35.
Yeah, 7:35 was my high school.
Yeah,
and I think everything else started later than that. I don't remember middle school or anything.
I've never had a problem waking up, never minded going in early. It was never a thing for
oh,
me.
Oh, good for you.
But apparently there are kids out there that cannot be dragged from their beds. This story goes like this.
I was one of them, for sure.
You were?
My poor mother getting us out of the house every day.
My husband said he used to have to pour water on Johnny to get him up because he just wouldn't get up, so he'd get a glass of water and pour it on him, and then he'd get up.
That'll do it.
According to the story, no one likes the fact that kids have to wake up early to go to school. According to a new study, it's dumb that we keep doing it because a study found that if school started at 8:30 and we let kids sleep in a little more, it would add $9.3 billion a year to the economy.
How would that happen?
The savings from things like fewer accidents on the way to school by tired drivers and from students doing better in school, which leads to better jobs, so they contribute more to the economy in the future.
Hmm.
Right now, they say the average middle school and high school starts at 8:03, and they're saying just by pushing it a half hour, we would see that improvement to our economy.
I feel like we have heard studies, too, where like a teenager's brain is wired different. Like they, you know, they're wired to be a night owl, and if we shifted it a little bit, that it would be... they'd be so much more productive. But there's so much crap that happens after school that as it is, it's difficult to, you know, they spend all this time at school and then they've got whatever sports or whatever after school job or club they're in or whatever. So it's, I'm always grateful that he gets out when he does. But yeah, apparently it's tough in the morning. Although he sets his alarm.
Right. You're not part of
I'm not.
Any
I
of
hear.
That.
I hear the legend of, you know, how hard it is to get the kids up. I'm like, oh, that sounds awful.
Bye.
I have literally no sympathy. I'm up at 4. It sucks every day. But once I'm up, it's like, whatever. It's getting out of bed. That's the problem. Yeah. I think if your alarm goes off at 7:30, 8:30, whenever your alarm goes off, that's the sucky moment.
So let me get this straight. John comes in to give a little, blow off a little steam, and you're like, I literally have no sympathy for you.
No, I pretend.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
For you.
As she rolls her eyes.
Boo-hoo.
Wow. All right. What's worse? Finding out you got dumped because the other person met someone better? Or getting dumped because you just suck and they'd rather be single? They're just over it.
Oh.
They're just...
Oh, so you're saying they're just done with you or they met someone else.
Right.
I think it's worse if they're just done with you.
Oh, I think it's worse if they found someone better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm with Hooman.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks so much, everyone.
Why do you think that...
I don't know.
Feel like it
I don't
would
want
be worse
to think
if
someone's better than me. Then it's a competition. Oh, really?
Right.
Well, I can talk myself into going, that person's just different. I mean, better. You can say, everyone's the same.
You know.
But if he leaves.
Sarah hasn't dated in so many years. It's hard to take your opinions on stuff like this.
If he was just like, yeah, I'm just done seeing you. It's like, really? It's not because you met someone else. You just don't like me? What a bummer.
Researchers at Cornell University looked into it, and they think they found the answer. Being dumped for someone else hurts more.
Well, you do, it gives you a place to direct your anger, too, I guess, right? That bitch.
I don't know. I don't know why anyone...
I saw her dressed at that party that night. No wonder he dumped me for her.
Would hazard to ask why. Why would you ask?
Oh, my favorite song.
Someone wants out.
Vinny,
let them leave. Why are
insane.
You
insane? You're the only person who doesn't wonder why someone broke up with you.
Well, no, I mean, I kind of have an idea. I'm a pain in the ass. I don't need you to tell me that.
Yeah.
I think I'll just get on down the road before
no one
you
else
start
has that
saying
thing where they don't have to think about it anymore. I'm done with that. Like
I don't need to have a bunch of hurtful things hurled at me on my way out the door. It's fine. You want out? Beat it. That's good. Jeez,
I was looking for a way to get out of this anyway.
Man, what a glutton. You're really going to ask why?
Sure, you want to know.
Well, I through trial and error, have figured... I told you the key. We're not a good fit.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
I think we fit perfectly. No. What do you mean we're not a good fit? What parts don't fit?
Explain it to me.
Please tell me what was...
That's
so
it. That's
I actually you... think you're offering something concrete that they can go... What parts don't fit? Like now you have to explain more.
Yeah, I don't know why you would continue to ask. That's really like back
because,
to
because, like you said, we're gluttons for punishment. I want to know why.
I'm trying.
But if we do fit, I can change. I'll make it fit. No, come back.
He's on down.
I can't do that.
Don't you carry nothing. Be alone.
I gotta write
he's
a letter.
He's on down.
I spent 4 hours writing this 6-page letter. These are all my thoughts about it.
Please read
please
it.
Please read my letter.
Don't tear it up in front of me and slam the door.
Here, everybody, please. I think you'll feel differently about our fit.
Let me ask you that. Okay, I know you guys, that's your favorite story all the time.
How did you do it so fast?
So, Yuzette, if you're dumped for someone else, you're saying that becomes a competition for you and you would try to win?
Well, if I was ever dumped, yeah, it would have to be a competition.
Oh, it's never happened to you.
I feel like when I dated, like in high school when I dated like a different boy every week.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of was like, oh, okay, you try that out. And you're like, okay. On to the next one. There was never any like dumping or like, oh, I'm breaking up with you. It was just like, okay.
So you didn't sleep with those boys?
Most of them, no.
You just made out.
Mm-hmm.
Making out was so fun. Yeah. I remember like being 15 and making out and just being like, I can't imagine a time when I'm not going to be into this. This is great.
Like, pretty fun. And you can do it for hours.
Like just like dry humping on a couch somewhere. You're just like, this is amazing.
That's funny that you girls have. It's funny that you girls have that opinion of it. Because boys are raging and dark blue down there going, please let this lead somewhere.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's not going to. Just let's get that out in the open first.
My mom's going to be home. I got to go.
Yeah. But I will totally make out with you for a long time. And no, you can't touch that. Stop it. Mm-mm. And no, I haven't forgotten in the 30 seconds that you let lapse between the last time you tried to grope my boob.
From the outside.
Yeah, on the outside.
All right. Well, Yuzette's never been dumped, so we don't know if it became something that she turned him on.
She got dumped one time.
You did?
Yeah. By her side piece.
And then she beat the crap out of his car.
He was sleeping with someone else.
Right. Yeah. Her side piece had a side piece.
So I had to step up my game.
It's probably for the best that she didn't get dumped a lot. I mean,
yeah, right.
If that was any indication,
you probably saved yourself a lot of headaches.
I must have got dumped sometime. I just don't remember it. Maybe I'm blocking it.
No, I think you've never been dumped.
Ever.
I can't think. I'm gonna think hard on that today. If I remember. No, I can't think of one.
That's pretty hard thinking.
All right.
All of 2 seconds.
Hey, I wanted to mention real quick that our boy goes to Cal now.
Yes, our boy does.
He's a Berkeley boy. Yeah. And Cal won over the weekend. Yay! Cal football, everyone. 33-20 over, Weber State's good. They're pretty good.
Sure.
Yeah, but their next four games are rough.
Who?
Well, yeah, Ole
Weber
Miss.
State you mean Cal's next four games. Well, look, we got one win. Let's enjoy that.
Yes.
They got Ole Miss, USC, Oregon, and Washington.
I think USC took it to Stanford yesterday, didn't
they? Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Stanford lost. Mm. Also, the Niners lost and the Raiders won. So that's good news, everyone, right?
Yep.
Hey, I wanted to mention before I go into our text that the Big Apple announcement is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. From the new spaceship campus.
Yeah, that theater, whatever it's supposed to be, state
of the art. So exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Should be fun. I believe what we're going to get is a $1,000 iPhone and a new update for the operating system. Mm-hmm. And who knows what else. Maybe a new watch.
Yeah.
The rumors are out there. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
Do you want to talk to Scott on Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesday
after the conference.
After the rollout.
If he's going to be there for it, and it's at the new, maybe the real big news is the campus itself.
Mm. Right.
That might be.
I'll be interested to hear about that.
I've been watching some of the GoPro video. They do these things where they, a drone, then they fly over and do this video as it's been built, and it's a pretty spectacular thing.
Is it finished, or are they just
I think
this,
it's
like
done.
Early days
for the most part it's close to done close enough
that they can do the big thing there,
right? So
how exciting.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says this is about the Rock You Like a Hurricane at the
Marlins game, right?
Braves Marlins game after the 89 earthquake at the World Series game, when everything was still after the earthquake. All you could hear in the stands was Queen's "We Will Rock You."
Oh. That's not. Well, they, you know.
They couldn't have predicted
couldn't
that,
have,
though. That wasn't.
Right.
That wasn't a DJ being funny.
No.
Ha, 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 ha.
Anyone on the run from Irma had bigger problems than the song at the Braves game. Come on now.
I know.
510 says, no. Oracle, as in the arena, not Oracle World. The Scorpions are playing Oracle
That's
Arena.
That's what they said. I said, okay.
That's a whole different ballgame.
Yes, it is.
Well,
I read it wrong.
Good morning, Alice family. Thanks, Vinny. I watched, finally, Toy Story 3 this weekend. The box of Kleenex necessary before it was over. Have a great week. Love you guys.
It's a tearjerker.
Oh, God, is it ever. It's a rough one. 510 says, yay, I love our friend Rudy. He's a great weekly addition, and he's cute to boot.
Yeah,
cute.
Yeah, it was interesting hearing a little more about him on our podcast. We asked him some questions.
The Secret Show.
He's going to be a guy who talks you over hot coals someday. Get ready.
It's funny.
I
thought that was a very interesting answer to your, what is the end game here?
Well, it was the most honest thing I think you'd hear from someone like that. Like,
right.
That is the goal? That. Not to be the biggest comedian of all time, but you want to show Tony Robbins what's what.
Right.
All right.
Do TED Talks. Okay. Well, what will the topic be?
I don't know
what the topic's going to be. I know. I love to talk to an audience.
and inspire them.
Mm.
Oh,
it was interesting. Coming up in the trash. Let's see. I got the new album charts. A dude who got killed in a helicopter crash is crazy. And a little bit more Irma stuff. Plus, We Can Survive. That's a concert that we do here. It's a CBS radio thing. Get some info on that and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.